Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Christmas Tree Cottage by Holly Martin, narrated by Penny Andrews. Chapter 1. Heath blew into his hands as he waited for their guests to arrive. It was one of the coldest Decembers he could ever remember. The icy wind tore in off the sea and moaned through the trees, as if the fairy-style treehouses, that usually looked so enchanting and magical, were taking part in an altogether more sinister movie. A crow let out a squawk nearby, helping complete the eerie feel. Snow had been forecast, though, which at least would add a Christmassy feel to the place and make all the treehouses look magical. This year, Christmas at Wishingwood, the luxury treehouse resort he owned with his brothers, was going to be special. There were only 8 days until the big day, and they had a lot planned. They had built a Christmas tree cottage for Father Christmas to meet all the children staying in the resort. Plus, there were plans for him to have breakfast with them on some days and read bedtime stories to them on others. A lot of the local children had signed up for their Meet Santa events too. They were even going to hold a Christmas market in the woods. He and his brothers, River and Bear, had hurriedly built several wooden lodges amongst the trees over the last few weeks, and as of Saturday, they were going to be filled with people selling their Christmas goodies. Father Christmas and his wife were due to arrive any time now, and they'd requested a field or stable, which was a bit of an odd request. As it happened, the resort did have a spare field with an old shelter at one end, which his brother River had hurriedly repaired over the last few days. Heath wondered if Father Christmas was bringing his own reindeer. Meadow, his ex-wife and the manager of Wishingwood, had asked him to get them to park their vehicle near the back of the shelter. He chewed his lip as he thought. Vehicle was an odd choice of word, not car or van. Was Santa going to turn up in his sleigh? Meadow had also asked if he would mind helping the guests for the next few days, which he'd happily agreed to, although he didn't know what help they needed. When he'd quizzed Meadow, she'd snorted and then told him that Mrs. Christmas would fill him in, making him wonder what he'd signed up for. His phone beeped in his pocket, and he pulled it out to have a look, smiling when he saw it was a text from Scarlett. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. He grinned because he was looking forward to it too. This thing with Scarlett felt like it had been a long time coming, and he couldn't be happier he'd finally got a date with her. Just then, a clip-clopping made him look up, and he's
sample complete. Ready to continue?